Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Let me read you this headline real quick. This is from NBC News. This is national news. This is a national news headline. It was written September 2nd by a reporter named Antonio Planas. And the headline says, two deaths in one Massachusetts town cast doubt on the relationship between police and prosecutors. Weeks after a mistrial was declared in the high-profile murder case of Karen Reed, more allegations of police misconduct surface in the same Massachusetts county where a former police detective was charged in the 2021 death of a pregnant woman by the name of Sandra Birchmore. We have now joining us our good friend Emily D. Baker, the internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. And it's just incredible what we're seeing, that this is all happening in the same area as the Karen Reed trial.
Well, it's shining a light, a bigger light, I think, on our police in general.
Right.
I saw a post someone on the news site saying, understand what century, but Massachusetts has a serious problem with murder investigations involving police suspects, witnesses, and leads.
Emily, good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
Hi,
I can't believe we're here talking about Canton in another case.
It's unbelievable. Listen, you spent, you know, almost 20 years in L.A., so I'm sure you've seen a lot of crazy cases in the courtroom in Los Angeles, but to have it in such a small town here in Massachusetts, it's ripping the town apart.
I can absolutely understand that. It's very different because in L.A., we had a very separated system of who investigated and then who prosecuted. So the prosecutor's office would look over cases before they would be filed, or if they weren't filed, or if there was further investigation. But here, the DA's office investigators, the state police that work in the DA's office, are working hand in hand with the DA's well before those decisions are made. So the checks and balances aren't the same as they are in other jurisdictions, because really the DA's office is an integral part of the investigation. And as we all know, it's really hard to review your own work sometimes.
So it's just such a sad story. But everything I'm reading, you know, is bringing up this conversation about bungling cases, about not being able to trust, you know, our police officers, our people who are put in office to protect us. Do you feel that anything larger might come from this now second case where we're seeing something like this?
Well, we're seeing that something larger, because this case was brought by the U.S. attorneys, and the U.S. attorneys don't often prosecute murder cases. It's the reason we saw the Sandra Birchmore murder charged as the killing of a witness or victim and not just charged as a first-degree murder like you would see at the state level. The federal investigation in this case took it over and then had to tie in a federal jurisdiction to bring these charges, because the state level didn't bring these charges. It's why you see just the one charge for her, but it's also why you saw it laid out that while this very inappropriate and illegal relationship was going on between Sandra Birchmore and the local police officer who's now been charged, you're seeing them talk about him being on duty while that's happening, using his official role, lying on his time card, all of those things to tie in the federal jurisdiction to bring this case.
Gosh, I don't, there's so much here. I don't even know.
And then Massachusetts.
The details are really disturbing. And the family had been asking for this to be looked into. And I imagine that had some part of this. They hired an independent pathologist to do essentially an independent coroner's report, and that came up with a very different result than the office of the chief medical examiner in Massachusetts did.
It just breaks my heart.
You want to think
that these are the people protecting.
Well, and if you missed this in the news, Maura Healey yesterday announced a new head of the Massachusetts State Police.
Yep.
And it's somebody from outside of Massachusetts. They're bringing in somebody from New Jersey,
yep,
which I think is interesting that they're not promoting from within,
Spent a lot of time here as a child, my understanding.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they're not just moving somebody up, that they're bringing
somebody that doesn't already have ties to a lot of these people.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. One other thing we want
to... I think it's appropriate to bring somebody in to take a look. Oh, no, I think it's appropriate to bring somebody in to take a look at what's going on with the state police, because that's who's placing people in the DA's offices, and I expect you'll see more shakeups like this. And we've seen other departments end up under federal consent decrees where the federal government looks into departments and says, no, we're overseeing your department for the next 5, 10+ years to root out whatever's going wrong. And that could happen here down the road.
And real quick, Emily D. Baker, before you go, the Matthew Perry case, there is now this character called the Ketamine Queen that has come up in the news.
Yes.
And this whole group of people that apparently got ketamine to Matthew Perry that ended up leading to his death. When will we see this go to trial?
Oh, gosh. It's going to be, if it goes to trial, it's going to be a little bit. You have almost two groups of defendants. You have the group that was just charged and arrested with the Ketamine Queen, and then the doctor they're calling Dr. P. And then you have the other group that already took plea deals, and you're going to see those pleas play out much faster. Dr. Chavez, the personal assistant, the middleman, those are going to go much faster because they're the ones who gave the information on the Ketamine Queen and Dr. P, who are the larger fish here that they're going after. But if it goes to trial, it's going to be a minute.
Mm. I just, the headlines, when I saw Ketamine Queen, I was like, what is this about? It's
awesome. Yeah, that is definitely an interesting a nickname if you go to trial, that's your AKA. But we're going to see, I would imagine, pleas in all of these cases. Mm. They carry quite a lot of time. None of these defendants have prior records where they've been convicted of things. You've got multiple defendants who have already decided to work with the federal government. So it's more likely that these will all resolve before it ever goes to trial.
Wow.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you. Emily D. Baker. It's good to talk to you, Emily. We'll talk to you soon.
Good to talk to y'all. Take care.
Bye.
Emily D. Baker. You can find her on YouTube. You can find her on X. Just look up the Emily D. Baker. She does a fantastic job of breaking down all the big cases that are happening. She'll watch the trial. You can watch it with her on her YouTube channel. You can also find her on the Law Nerd app. Again, Emily D. Baker. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Are we ready to give away some tickets to Post Malone?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. 617-931-1234. Right now, if you would like to try and win tickets to see Post Malone, he's going to be at Fenway Park September 18th. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. 617-931-1234. Producer Dan, what's the game we're going to be playing?
We're going to play Think Fast.
Oh, this is a good one.
A game of quick responses.
Where we end up just yelling at each other.
Well, you do most of the yelling, that's and then true. Kennedy wins.
Well, I think you have it the other way. Kennedy's always yelling. I'm always winning. That's what always is happening. Kennedy's losing. I don't remember. I think maybe you did have it right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.